Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As climate-related disasters grow more intense and unpredictable, high-net-worth individuals face mounting challenges in protecting their most valuable assets, from coastal estates and fine art collections to private aviation and yachts. Jason Ott, president of Aon Private Risk Management, joins us to discuss the evolving landscape of climate risk and what proactive strategies the ultra-wealthy must adopt to stay ahead of the storm. Jason, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, Jason, climate change is shifting the definition of high-risk areas. How are you seeing ultra-wealthy clients adapt their risk strategies in response to this new climate reality?
Well, first, I think it starts with being proactive and having a plan. So really assessing your property, making a plan, and reviewing it once a year. Many times our clients are not actually there during storm season, so they'll rely on other people. They might have services, people that they hire out, or staff to take care of their property. So really sitting down with the team that's going to be there on site to manage the process when the storm is coming is very, very important. But some things that we see clients doing is, if they have an older home, we are recommending that they add storm shutters or replace windows with impact-resistant glass. So something that can withstand what they call a missile impact of 150 miles an hour. So if there's a Category 5 hurricane and a piece of wood is flying at the window, it won't break. That's really, really important. One, to protect the home, but also to secure insurance. You want to make sure that every single opening in the home is protected from wind, either with that type of glass or with storm shutters. Another thing we're seeing people do is add backup power, generators, humidifiers. So if the power does go off, they're able to have power to keep the home running, keep humidity out, especially if they have artwork. It's very important that you've got climate control in the home to protect the artwork. You want to make sure that there's proper security. If people are able to get back to the location afterwards, you've got someone there to check on the home. Now, before the storm comes, you want to clear loose objects. So if there's anything outside, move it inside. If you have anything near a window or a door that you're worried about, move that in. When it comes to art, having a plan for that, moving it to the second floor, making sure that it's elevated, that it's up a foot off the ground. If you're able to pack it in a way to keep it from harm from anything that might come in, do that as well. There are a lot of things people can do, just those little simple things like that, just by moving things away from danger that are not so evasive or costly, that are really important to think about too.
When it comes to assets like waterfront properties or rare collectibles, what are some of the most overlooked vulnerabilities in traditional insurance plans?
You want to make sure that you've got good coverage if you can get it. So like I mentioned, having proper protection will get you the best coverage. Or if you're finding that the cost of that coverage is too expensive for you, making sure that your home is properly protected gives a level of comfort if you're deciding to self-insure. So there are traditional high net worth insurers out there that offer best in class policies. They'll offer guaranteed replacement costs. They've got excellent claim service, but there are homes, condos that they're not interested in writing based off of the characteristics of the home. So they might non-renew or choose not to offer a quote if someone's purchasing a new home. At that point, we go to the secondary market, which offers non-admitted terms. So these terms generally are not going to be as good as an admitted product through the high net worth carrier system. So if you're going the non-admitted route, it's really important to understand what's in that insurance contract. You want to know if there's a co-insurance clause, because if you're not insuring the home to full value, there could be a severe penalty at the time of a loss. You want to make sure you understand what the sublimits are. There could be very high wind deductibles. There could be water backup deductibles. There could be other things that are included that aren't normal, or that could be a lot higher than you normally see, or exclusions. So the policies in the non-admitted world are basic policies. They're not going to have a lot of bells and whistles. They're just going to have basic coverage. And the claim service, well, it will be good. It won't be as good as what our clients are used to in the high net worth market. So it's really important to understand what's in that policy and what you can do to protect your home so that you don't have a loss, so that you don't have to utilize it.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Jason, what are the broader implications of the data that you're seeing?
Boy, 2024 was the warmest year on record. And there were 15 consecutive months of record high global temperatures. And that lasted between July of 2023 to August of 2024. And this is leading to storms that are just more forceful. They are, they're popping up faster and surprising us. So climate change is having a serious impact on the market and the ability to get coverage. So that's really important. I would also say flood is a really, really big risk. If we look at hurricanes Helene and Milton from last year, flooding was the leading cause of the damage of the insured losses. Most of that was with the NFIP. And we have a lot of clients that choose not to cover flood, or there are just a lot of people out there that don't even think about flood. I don't think that we thought North Carolina would have as severe of a flooding impact as it did, but there was very, very significant damage from flooding. So we're talking to our clients about making sure they've got flood coverage in place because things are changing. We used to say that you only needed it if you were in a flood zone. Well, everywhere seems to be a high impact flood zone these days.
Really does. Do you think insurers are balancing the growing frequency and severity of natural disasters with the need to continue offering coverage in exposed areas?
They are, but they're looking at their balance sheets and the coverage that they're offering closely. The insurance companies we work with are for-profit businesses, and I don't think that they're taking huge profits, but they do want to be profitable. So they are looking at things. They're looking at trends that are changing to make sure that they've got the right offerings in place. One thing that we've seen recently is a change in auto insurance in Florida. So what we found in Hurricane Ian is there were many vehicles that were there that we thought they were in another state. So a lot of people from the Midwest have their vehicles down in Florida. And those were unexpected losses. So there's a lot of questions about where your car is garaged, whether it's registered in another state. Also, if a home has a negative elevation, or specifically a garage has a negative elevation. Sometimes we see the homes are properly elevated or above elevation, but the garage is negatively elevated. So then there's lots of questions about what's the plan for the vehicles if there's an impending storm. So we've started to see some carriers actually say they don't want to add new vehicles, or they're saying that they're not interested in offering auto coverage for certain collections because of the negative elevation of the homes. So what do? We have to have a place for these. So one of the things we do is we work with the insurance companies to come up with a hurricane plan. So this is pretty new for auto insurance, but making sure that you've got higher ground and a plan. You've got someone who can get to the vehicles, who can take them someplace. And really what we recommend is working with a garage or a facility where you have a contract and a guaranteed spot so you know where the vehicle is going. So that's just one of the things that we're seeing where the insurance markets are adapting and changing to make sure that they remain profitable, but also so that our clients are protecting their assets. No one wants us to have someone lose a beautiful, $150,000 Mercedes. We want that to be protected. And if it's having a contract in place and having someone who can move your vehicle when a storm's coming, I think that's an excellent solution.
I think so too. Jason, can you share a recent example where a client took proactive steps either through physical risk mitigation or innovative insurance structuring that made a measurable difference in their outcome following a major event?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a client that when they built their home, it had positive elevation. And with the change from climate change, with the change in the mapping, now the home is negatively elevated. And so they actually invested some money into the property to make sure that every single opening was protected. And then again, have a plan for their vehicles. They had 5 vehicles down in Florida and they've reduced it down to 3 vehicles and they're lower valued. And they have a contract in place so that they're able to move the cars when a storm is coming. Now, I can tell you they're on the West Coast, and when Hurricanes Helene and Milton hit, they were fine. They had very little damage, but they'd done a lot to fortify their home and make sure that things were protected, which I think was a really good outcome.
Sounds like the key is proper planning.
It is. It really is. Making sure you understand the property, what the vulnerabilities are, and have a plan for your art, your autos, making sure that everything is taken care of. All of the things are brought in from outside of the property, that you've got your backup generator, you have gas for it, you've got your humidifiers ready. And that once a year, you're going through that checklist just to make sure you've got all the T's crossed and the I's dotted.
Jason, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
That was Jason Ott, president of Aon Private Risk Management. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.